We are learning Maseches Yevamos Daf Ches Amud Beis, and we are starting three lines from the top. Only Rama Bachama, the Rava. Rava Bachama says to Rava, Ema, Erva Gufa, Shaloi B'Makom Mitzvah Tishteri. Maybe Achois Ishtoi also should be Mutter Shaloi B'Makom Mitzvah. Why? Because we said Aleha is Megalatos, that the whole pasuk of the Isha Lachois Lesikach Litzrar Legalis Avasa Aleha Bechayeha is talking about Yevama, talking about Yevam. Aleha Aleha is talking about Yevam. That's why we said Litzrar is only Makam Mitzvah, not Shalom Mitzvah. So maybe Isha Lachois Lesikach, the Isha Lachois Ishtar is only Makam Mitzvah. And the Aruch Hanera speaks out, we're not asking now that every Erev should be Mukkah Shalom Makam Mitzvah, because we don't learn out from, we're not going to learn out from Lachois Ishtar Lehatera, that's Rav Ashita, we don't learn out Lehatera. Like we learned Tosafot before, you don't learn out from the Hekesha de Rab Yoina Heterim. But like upon him, Achos Isha itself should be Mutter Shaloi B'Makom Yibum, because maybe Allah has Begalatos, the only B'Makom Mitzvah is there a Isser of Achos Ishtar. So the Gemara says back, Lav Kavachayim, who? If B'Makom Mitzvah Asira, Shaloi B'Makom Mitzvah Sharia. Sharia? You can tell, it's a Kavachayim, right? If a Makom Mitzvah Achos Ishtar is Asir, even Makom was a Hilig Mitzvah Yavam, still Achos Ishtar is Asir, so of course Shaloi B'Makom Mitzvah Sharia. So Amalei says back to him, no, Tzara Techiach. The Makom Mitzvah Asir, Shaloi B'Makom Mitzvah Sharia. Even by Makom Mitzvah, we see Tzara is Asir, and Shaloi B'Makom Mitzvah is Mutter. So he also say, maybe Achos Ishtar, your wife's sister, should be only Asir Makom Mitzvah, not Shaloi B'Makom Mitzvah. Amalei, so Rabbi says, no, Alecha Makra Bechayeha. The Pasuk is Bechayeha, which is an extra word. As long as your wife's alive, you can't marry the wife's sister. Even Shalom Makom Mitzvah. For anything, no, we need to say that L'Acha Misa, it's Mutter to marry your wife's sister. So Mar says back, no, even Isha L'Chaisa Nafka. That, what? Right. It's Marbe Shalom Makom Mitzvah, Chaisa Shazasa. That's what we're saying. The question was that Allah should say Achos Ishtar is only also Makom Mitzvah, and Shloim Makom Mitzvah should mutter marry your wife's sister. So Rabbi says, yeah, good question. It's not a kavachayim because you have tzara techiach. But I'll tell you, it's a special ribui b'chayeha. Smashba b'chayeha is a ribui that you can't marry your wife's sister no matter what, as long as she's alive, even after even Shloim Makom Mitzvah. B'chayeha of the wife. Okay. So Frektim Kasha, no, b'chayeha is teaching something else, that your wife's sister only usher when your wife's alive.
You just said.
What do you mean?
Said
no, we said it's a ribui. We said it's a ribui. They say even Shloim Makom Mitzvah, it's Aser. If you just had the pasuk, Aleha says, only Makom Mitzvah. What?
As long as you're alive,
then you No, but it has to be extra. If not, you'll say it's only when Makom Mitzvah is Aser. The whole Issa is only Makom Mitzvah. Shloim Makom Mitzvah is Mutter. Because Aleha says, Daf Makom Mitzvah. So the question is, how do you know? Does it need something extra for this? So Mara says, Bechaya is extra for that. So Mara says, no, it's not extra. Because I need that lamut la'achamisa. We need that to tell us this halacha that after the person's wife dies, they're allowed to marry a sister. So Mor says back, no, I know that. After the wife dies, I know I had to mutter. Why? Ima isha alachoyis anafka. Isha masma, you have a wife, alachoyis anafka. So Mor, no. Ima isha alachoyis anafka. I mean, in the sgarsha sharia, you would think that then the sgarsha is mutter. It's not true. Tamla b'chayel. Kosh b'chayel. Afka b'chayel sgarsha loy. So we need b'chayel. Teach us that even though they're divorced, if she's alive, it's awesome. So upon him, it's back shver. How do you know Achos Ishtar is also Shloim Makom Mitzvah? The whole pasuk is only Makom Mitzvah. It says Aleha, only Makom Mitzvah. Elam Omer Huna Breit Bar Tachlivu Shei Rava Terei Karei Ksiva Ksiv. In the same pasuk of Achos Ishtar, there are two parts to the pasuk. One pasuk part of the pasuk says Isha Achos Lesikah Letzurar VeKsiv LeGalis Arvasa. The Chodah Mashma. That's only one of them is also HaKetzad. B'makom mitzvah, and we're going back on the tzvar. So at the beginning of the pasuk says, your wife's sister's aser, and her tzara is aser. Then it says, a galas of asa, it sounds like only one of them is aser, either the chay sister or the co-wife. Only one of them is aser. So it's shikos stira in the same pasuk. Haketzah, the makom mitzvah, shtei masuris. Makom mitzvah, both the chay ishtoi and the co-wife of the chay ishtoi are both aser. Shaloi b'makom mitzvah, he asura. Your wife's sister is aser. The sister Achos Ishtar is aser. Bitzarasa, but the wife's sister's co-wife is mutter. So we're coming out. The question was, how do you know that Achos Ishtar is only Makom Mitzvah? Teretz Yisrael, the Galas Arvasa, it teaches us that there is a case where only one of them is aser. And where is that? Shaloi Makom Mitzvah. So you see, Achos Ishtar is aser, Shaloi Makom Mitzvah. Breiting Marakasha, Ipachana. let's switch around the drasha and say the opposite. B'makom mitzvah, he asked surahs rasa mataras. B'makom mitzvah, the co-wife is mutter. M'shloim makom mitzvah, that's a shteim asuras. So Gemara answers like this, that if to say that, you don't need a leha. Why? Because the svara pshuto would be, if you have a stira, on one hand says, Isha and the Chayzish and the Tzara is also. On the other hand, only one of them is also. Only Chayzish is also. What would you say? You would say that by Makkah Mitzvah, only one of them is also. Shloim because of both of them is also. It's the same as Svara, because Mitzvah is better. Therefore, you need a Leha to tell you not. But if it's the other way around, if we attack and keep the Drasha and say Makkah Mitzvah, only one of them is also, and Shloim Makkah Mitzvah, they're both also, you don't need a Leha, because that's a Svara Pshuta. You don't need a Leha for that. Im Kain lo yoimar Leha. So Grashi, why not? The beloya lehanam miki koshulon kraa daidi, when you have the two psakim kash each other, mishanin alu misvara hachi, hetera la mitzvah, vesuru shleim mekum mitzvah. Hilkach aleha lechadushi asa, lemidushi aletzrar, velemeis etzar mekum mitzvah ke'erva. Therefore, Allah is telling you, no, that the issa of co-wife is by mekum mitzvah, and dafka mekum mitzvah. Omle of Ashi, the Rav Kahana, memai dehai aleha lesura, dumala hetera, all new kasha. Rav Ashi says, how do you so sure to how to dash in this aleha? The whole time we're dashing aleha to say that aleha tells us that the istava chayz ishtoi and tzara is b'makom mitzvah. That's what aleha tells us. Just like aleha means yavama, this whole ist is by yavama. How do you know that? Maybe it's coming to tell you a teira. And you would read it like this. Falkam rachmana. Isha l'chayz l'sikach l'tzar l'hi v'l'tzara sash l'hi b'makom mitzvah. Ava b'makom aleha, but by aleha shteim v'taras. Then but you read like this, Isha Khaisala Sikh Tsar, no matter what. Lagar is of us Allah, but by Allah, then it's mutter. That's the Yukud Darshan. So Freight the Mara says you can't say that, you know why? Imkin Legalis Avasa the Khadeh Khabshakhla. What's the case where one of them is also? It says Lagalis Avasa, one of them is also. Even Makam Mitzvah, you just told me stay in Mataras. Isha Makam Mitzvah, stay in Masuras. So it has to be in one case one of them is also. And then when you said Allah is Megalatas, that but Makkah Mitzvah, they're both Aser, and Shleim Makkah Mitzvah, only one of them is Aser. Ad Kan, HaChashbainis, of the Pasuk of Aleha, and we finished that Sugya, Baruch Hashem, that started in Gimel Beis, about the Sugya of Aleha. Now, I'm going to just finish up some loose ends, and finish that we brought down a Rebbe who had a new Drasha, and didn't dash from Aleha. He dashed into the Halachas of Tzaras Erva, and maybe Erva itself, from a different Pesukim, Gufa. Rabbi Eimer v'lokach v'lokcha v'yom v'yavma lesser tzoros v'arayis, which we came out the Rava means tzoros of arayis. A co-wife of erva is also from this pasuk. So for the Gemara, midi tzoros k'sivacha. You know, I don't see the word tzara here. Bishlam in the drasha of aleha, it says litzra. It says a co-wife here v'lokcha v'yavma. What do you dream up to have tzoros? That's question one.
Why is
lesser
tzoros
v'erva? What?
Why is lesser tzoros v'erva? Shouldn't be erva v'tzoros?
So the dashing tzoros shall arise because arise is needed. I know, yeah, but this is Rava. We're going to the Rava. If you Rava, that's what it means. If you don't learn if you Rava, it's not interesting. Why is it tzoros first? It actually sounds like Rava a little bit. That's what he's saying. Yeah, I had the same thing. It sounds like Rava a little bit to Joshua. Yeah. So midi tzoros tivacha. First of all, it says tzoros here, but oid tzoros mitzvah nafka. We learn from tzvah. Basically, the question is, we have tzvah already. What do you need this Joshua for? And for the Gemara, Rebbe used Litzrar for something else. Litzrar mapik le Rebbe lik Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe used the word Tzrar for the drasha of Rebbe Shimon. What's the drasha of Rebbe Shimon? The drasha of Rebbe Shimon is like this. There's a Gemara in the third parak that says a case like this. There are three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon married two sisters. Reuven and Shimon married two sisters, Rachel and Leah. And there's Levi, three brothers. Unfortunately, they were freshly married, Reuven and Shimon. No children. And Reuven and Shimon both nifted in an accident. Both nifted at one time. Both their wives, Leah and Rachel, fought the Levi B'Yibam at once. So what's the problem with that? Sisters. So the problem is that they are sisters. But what's the problem? Why can't you marry one of them? Marry one of them as Yibam. They're not related to yet. So the halacha is that it's a chayz ziku kasa, it's called. Zika means the connection you have that you have to do Yibam is called Zika. Yeah, the word Zika, you're going to have a lot of times in the Mivamas, Zika means the connection you have that you have to take care of that lady who's a Yavama to you. So there's Achais Zikukasa. If you marry Rachel, you're marrying Achais Zikukasa, because Leah is also Zaka to you. If you marry Leah, you're marrying Achais Zikukasa. So really, that's not an Isser, that's not an Isser deraisa, only it's derabanan. and some on the Amrim. And therefore, all you do is you can't do Yibum because Midrabanan is a Chayz Zukasa, you do Chalitza. That's the halacha. Rav Shimon says, no. If two sisters fall together as both Zakuk, there's a special hetter called Litzrar that says, you put them in Chalitza and Yibum. And that's what this word Litzrar is teaching us. That if they both fall as tzaras, they fall to you, it's only possible through a Yivama, they fall to you as a tzara, the halacha is a potter. That's what Rabbi does to the Pasuk Litzrar, like Josh Rav Shimon. So he took care of the second kasha. What was the first kasha? Where do you see halacha of a Yivama? Where is the word tzara? Tzara heche ksiva. Hache kamar. Imke, limekro, halacha, achmar, halacha. We dash like this. Kol heche dika trei lekuchin. Anytime you have a chance, it's talking about Yivama, this Pasuk is about Yivama. Anytime there's a chance, take two. The bayinos of high, bayinos of high sharia. It's only mutter if you can marry either one. V'loy tevayu asirim. V'locha teaches like this. V'locha, take one of them. But it's only possible to take one of them if both are erva. One is an erva, you can't take one of them. Then both are mutter ready. And v'yibma teaches us, this like Rav's drasha, mokam yibum da asira tzara, shloy mokam yibum sharia tzara. Only mokam mitzvah is a tzara asa, not shloy mokam mitzvah. So we answer both questions of Rebbe. We have a question of Rebbe, what do you do with Tzvar? Teretz is for Rebbe Shimon's Drasha. We said the case of two sisters married two brothers. And there's a third brother. And how you know Tzara? Because V'locha sounds like I could take either one. The Mashmah has two wives. Rabbanon, hi V'locha my Avalei. Rabbanon, learn from Aleha. What do you do with Drasha V'locha? V'boyelek Rebbe Yisi Rebbe Chanina. Dom Rebbe Yisi Rebbe Chanina. V'locha, it says in the parasha Yevama. It says V'locha, Melamed, Shemegarish V'get Machzira. We learn from halacha two halachas. First of all, once the yavam marries the yavama, even if they want to part ways, they can just use a regular get. They don't need chalitza anymore. We have mina, maybe need chalitza, because maybe your yavama doesn't go to shuk until she gets chalitza. Here, k'mas from halacha, once you marry, it's your wife now. It's your wife. It's regular than a grusha. Another halacha is what the halacha if someone marries the yavama and then they get divorced, are they allowed to remarry that wife? So usually, if someone divorces a wife, he can remarry his wife. Unless she marries someone else in between, but she can marry his wife, right? What about here? Why here's worse? Because here she's the Eish Zach. Lamai, she's the Eish Zach. K'maslan, you could be Machziro. Because again, once you take over the marriage, it's your wife now. So, V'locha, Melamed, Shevigar, Sheviget, number one. And number two, Machziro. If they get divorced, you can return her.
Same.
What? No shaykhs. One is that you don't need chalitza. That get works. You don't need chalitza.
Why?
The lam, this is the same for halacha, because halacha says it's mom is your wife.
It's because it's your wife.
Right. Thing, yeah, it's two different halachas. Yeah, it's the same reason, as you're saying. Same reason, of course. Same reason. It's two different halachas. You have to tell me both of them. And actually, Tosis has a question, says, maybe you should tell me another thing. Maybe the first mitzvah is mitzvah yibam. Maybe you shouldn't be able to stay married to the wife, because it's eshach. Maybe that's what you need halacha for. Taisa says, that's posh, you don't need posh with that. It's not mistavra that someone get married and the be a shnia would be awesome. That's not a svara. That's posh, you can stay married. Only after the get is there a shayla, could you return her? Turn the shayla. But what I was telling you, the same svara, but I was just tiny was that it's two different halachas, clearly. One's halacha b'chalitza, and one's halacha b'chzira, so it's two separate halachas. And Nechem is one pasuk. It's not like a kasha that you're asking the same halacha. It's one pasuk, Taka. You're right, it's one pasuk. There's just two halachas. Number two, v'yibba means al-karcha. V'yibba means, al-karcha means that you're allowed to do it, if you do it forcefully, it still works. Like Rashi says, shem ba'al lehal yavam, afilu ba'al karcha, even forcefully, kana v'yarsha v'tamala, ul'chol davi ishtav achbiya. She becomes his wife. So that's due to v'yibba. That's Rabbanan's drashas for this. The Rebbe, how does he know these two drashas? The Reis Bechanina, Mele Isha Nafka. He learns it from the Isha. Al-Karcha, Mele Yivma, Yavah Yaleha Nafka. He learns that from the Pasuk of Yivama, Yavah Yaleha. Yivama, Yavah Yaleha. That teaches us that part of the drasha. Al-Kapanim, that's where we are holding. And then, Yetz Hashem, on tomorrow's daf, we're going to learn what Rebbe does with the Pasuk of Aleha. We have to explain what we do with the word Aleha, because that we still don't know what we do with the Pasuk of Aleha.